ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, Today is the festival of Shivaratri. We will celebrate it on Sunday with a special class and special Abhishek. But today we're going to read from the 8th canto, a little farther ahead, 12th chapter, The Mohini Murti Incarnation Bewilders Lord Shiva. It's about 11 chapters forward from what we're reading, to learn a little bit about Lord Shiva on this holy day of Shivaratri. Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Everyone should learn this mantra. Can you repeat after me? Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the greatest Vaishnav is Lord Shiva. He's a Vaishnav. He's not a Mayavadi. Those who follow him may be Mayavadis and Nirvises, Sunyavadis, but he is the greatest Vaishnava worshiper of Lord Shiva, and that we'll find out. This chapter describes how Lord Shiva was bewildered upon seeing the beautiful Mohini Murti incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how he later came to his senses. When Lord Shiva heard about the pastimes performed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, in the form of an attractive woman, he mounted his bull and went to see the Lord. Accompanied by his wife Uma and his servants, the Bhutagana, or ghosts, he approached the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord Shiva offered obeisances to the Supreme Lord as the all-pervading Lord, the universal form, the supreme controller of creation, the Supersoul, the resting place for everyone, and the completely independent cause of all causes. Thus he offered prayers, giving truthful descriptions of the Lord. Then he expressed his desire. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is very kind to his devotees. Therefore, to fulfill the desire of his devotee, Lord Shiva, he expanded his energy and manifested himself in the form of a very beautiful and attractive woman. Upon seeing this form, even Lord Shiva was captivated. Later, by the grace of the Lord, he controlled himself. This demonstrates that by the power of the Lord's external energy, everyone is captivated by the form of woman in this material world. Again, however, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can overcome the influence of Maya. This was evinced by Lord Shiva, the topmost devotee of the Lord. First he was captivated, but later, by the grace of the Lord, he restrained himself. It is declared in this connection that only a pure devotee can restrain himself from the attractive feature of Maya. Otherwise, once a living entity is trapped by the external feature of Maya, he cannot overcome it. After Lord Shiva was graced by the Lord, he circumambulated the Lord along with his wife Bhavani and his companions, the ghosts. Then he left for his own abode. Sukadeva Goswami concludes this chapter by describing the transcendental qualities of Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by declaring that one can glorify the Lord by 9 kinds of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Text 1, Sukadeva Goswami said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of a woman, captivated the demons and enabled the demigods to drink the nectar. After hearing of these pastimes, Lord Shiva, who was carried by a bull, went to the place where Madhusudana, the Lord, resides. accompanied by his wife and surrounded by his companions, the ghosts, Lord Shiva went there to see the Lord's form as a woman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead welcomed Lord Shiva and Uma with great respect, and after being seated comfortably, Lord Shiva duly worshipped the Lord and smilingly spoke as follows. Lord Mahadev said, O chief demigod among the demigods, O all-pervading Lord, master of the universe, by your energy you are transformed into the creation. You are the root and efficient cause of everything. You are not material. Indeed, you are the Supersoul or Supreme Living Force of everything. Therefore, you are Parameshwara, the Supreme Controller of all controllers. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu resides within the material world as the Sattva-guna avatar. Lord Shiva is the Tamaguna avatar, and Lord Brahma is the Rajaguna avatar. But although Lord Vishnu is among them, he is not in the same category. Lord Vishnu is Devadeva, the chief of all the demigods. Since Lord Shiva is in this material world, the energy of the Supreme Lord Vishnu includes Lord Shiva. Lord Vishnu is therefore called Jagadvyapi, the all-pervading Lord. Lord Shiva is sometimes called Maheshwara. And so people think that Lord Shiva is everything. But here, Lord Shiva addresses Lord Vishnu as Jagadish, the master of the universe. Lord Shiva is sometimes called Vishveshwara. But here he addresses Lord Vishnu as Jaganmaya, indicating that even Vishveshwara is under Lord Vishnu's control. Lord Vishnu is the master of the supreme world, yet he controls the material world also. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dyaksena Prakriti Suyate Sa Characharam. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are also sometimes called Ishwara, but the supreme Ishwara is Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Ishwara Parama Krishna. The supreme Lord is Krishna, Lord Vishnu. Everything is in existence works in proper order because of Lord Vishnu. Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam. Even Paramanu, the small atoms, work because of Lord Vishnu's presence within them. Lord Shiva's wife said to Lord Shiva in the Bhagavatam, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Lord Shiva said to his wife, Uma, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Of all different types of worship, Lord Shiva said, Aradhananam Sarvesham, of all the different types of worship, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. The worship of Lord Vishnu is Aradhanam Param, the topmost worship. Tasmat Parataram Devi, but even better than worshiping Lord Vishnu, Tadiyanam Samarchanam is the paraphernalia, or the pure devotee, and the Tadiya, the paraphernalia of Lord Vishnu. This was said by Lord Shiva to his wife when he was explaining to her the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The manifest, the unmanifest, false ego, and the beginning, maintenance, and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation all come from you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because you are the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Absolute Spirit Soul, the Supreme Brahman, such changes as birth, death, and sustenance do not exist in you. Purport. According to the Vedic mantras, yatova imani bhutani jayanti, everything is an emanation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, bhumirapo nalo vayu kamano buddhar evacha ahankara itiyame bina prakritir astada. earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separate energies, my separate material energies. In other words, the ingredients of the cosmic manifestation also consist of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean, however, that because the ingredients come from him, he is no longer complete. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate, Isha Upanishad invocation. Because he is a complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. Thus the Lord is avyaya, inexhaustible. Unless we accept the absolute truth as achintya beta beta, simultaneously one and different, we cannot have a clear conception of the absolute truth. The Lord is the root of everything. Aham adirhi devanam. He is the original cause of all the devas or demigods. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Everything emanates from him. In all cases, nominative, objective, positive, negative, and so on, whatever we may conceive of in this entire cosmic manifestation is in fact the Supreme Lord. For him, there are no distinctions as this and mine, as this is mine, and this belongs to someone else. Because he is everything, he is therefore called avyaya, changeless and inexhaustible. Because the Supreme Lord is avyaya, he is the absolute truth, the fully spiritual Supreme Brahman. So we're going to move ahead and get into the pastime of Mohini Murti with Lord Shiva. I'm sorry, I have the digital version, which is, I think, one page at a time. So we'll go through the prayers of Lord Shiva. He made several prayers, and even Lord Shiva is glorified by prayers in the Vedic literatures. There is a prayer that glorifies Lord Shiva, who separates one from this material world, just like the cucumber is separated from the vine. Anyone knows the Sanskrit of that? How does it start? I forget the Sanskrit. But Lord Shiva is glorified as a servant, as a great servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unfortunately, the impersonalist class of men, they think Lord Shiva to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a great misunderstanding. Shiva and Brahma are servants of the Supreme Lord. And here it is described how Lord Shiva came to Lord Krishna and asked him to assume that great form of Mohini Murti. Huh? I think I got it. Where are you? What does it say? Which one? Oh, no, that's previous. When Lord Krishna appeared as Mohini Murti to bewilder the demons, and that's why Shiva's coming. He heard the story, and he wanted to see that form. Krishna came by the demons as the form of Mohini Murti, and to steal away the nectar from the demons, Mohini Murti said, let me just take it from you. And even the demoniac class, especially the demoniac class, they're willing to even give up their possessions, the great nectar that it was churned from the ocean in so such a elaborate fashion. They were willing to give up that nectar, that elixir, to Mohini Murti, because generally demonic class, they'll give everything to a woman for her satisfaction. They can give away anything. So the Lord, knowing this, came as Mohini Murti, the most beautiful woman. Can you imagine? Krishna appeared as the most beautiful woman to bewilder the mind of the demons and ultimately the mind of Lord Shiva. My Lord, we have come here desiring to see that form of your Lordship, which you showed to the demons to captivate them completely, and in this way enable the demigods to drink nectar. I am very eager to see that form. Sukadeva Goswami said, when Lord Vishnu was thus requested by Lord Shiva, who carries a trident in his hand, he smiled with gravity and replied to Lord Shiva as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, when the demons took away the jug of nectar, I assumed the form of a beautiful woman to bewilder them by directly cheating them and thus to act in the interest of the demigods. Purport. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumed the form of the beautiful woman, Mohini Murti, the demons were certainly captivated, but the demigods present were not. In other words, those who maintain a demonic mentality are bewildered by the beauty of a woman, but those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, or even those on the platform of goodness, are not bewildered. The Supreme Personality of Godhead knew that because Lord Shiva is not an ordinary person, he cannot be bewildered even by the most beautiful woman. Cupid himself tried to invoke Lord Shiva's lusty desires in the presence of Parvati, but Lord Shiva was never agitated. Rather, the blazing fire from Lord Shiva's eyes turned Cupid to ashes. Therefore, Lord Vishnu had to think twice about what kind of beautiful form would bewilder even Lord Shiva. Consequently, he was smiling gravely, as stated in the previous verse, Prahasya Bhavagambiram. A beautiful woman generally cannot induce Lord Shiva to be lusty, but Lord Vishnu was considering whether there was any form of woman who could enchant him. O best of the demigods, I shall now show you my form that is very much appreciated by those who are lusty. Since you want to see that form, I shall reveal it in your presence. Purport. Lord Shiva is desiring to see Lord Vishnu reveal the most attractive and beautiful form of a woman was certainly a joking affair. Lord Shiva knew that he could not be agitated by any so-called beautiful woman. The daityas may have been bewildered, he thought, but since even the demigods cannot be agitated, what to speak of me who am the best of all the demigods? However, because Lord Shiva wanted to see Lord Vishnu's form as a woman, Lord Vishnu decided to impersonate a woman and show him a form that would immediately put him in an ocean of lusty desires. In effect, therefore, Lord Vishnu told Lord Shiva, I will show you my form as a woman, and if you become agitated by lusty desires, do not blame me. The attractive features of a woman are appreciated by those who are affected by lusty desires. But those who are above such desires, who are on the platform of Krishna consciousness, are very difficult to bewilder. Nonetheless, by the supreme desire of the Personality of Godhead, everything can be done. This was to be a test of whether Lord Shiva could remain unagitated. Sukadeva Goswami considered, after speaking in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu immediately disappeared, and Lord Shiva remained there with Uma, looking for him all around with moving eyes. Therefore, in a nice forest nearby, full of trees and reddish pink leaves and varieties of flowers, Lord Shiva saw a beautiful woman playing with a ball. Her hips were covered with a shining sari and ornamented with a belt. Because the ball was falling down and bouncing up as she played with it, her breasts trembled. And because of the weight of those breasts and her heavy flower garlands, her waist would be all but breaking at every step. as her two soft feet, which were reddish like coral, moved here and there. The woman's face was decorated by broad, beautiful, restless eyes, which moved as the ball bounced here and there from her hand. The two brilliant earrings on her ears decorated her shining cheeks like bluish reflections, and the hair scattered on her face made her even more beautiful to see. As she played with the ball, the sari covering her body became loose, and her hair scattered. She tried to bind her hair with her beautiful left hand, and at the same time she played with the ball, striking it with her right hand. This was so attractive that the Supreme Lord, by his internal potency, in this way captivated everyone. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7:14 it is said, Daivahi esha gunamayi mama maya duratya. The external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely strong. Indeed, everyone is fully captivated by her activities. Lord Shambhu, Shiva, was not to be captivated by the external potency, but because Lord Vishnu wanted to captivate him also, he exhibited his internal potency to act the way that his external potency acts to captivate ordinary living entities. Lord Vishnu can captivate anyone, even such a strong personality as Lord Shambhu. Translation, while Lord Shiva observed a beautiful woman playing with the ball, she sometimes glanced at him and slightly smiled in bashfulness. As he looked at the beautiful woman and she watched him, he forgot both himself and Uma, his most beautiful wife, as well as his associates nearby. Purport. The material bondage of this world is that a beautiful woman can captivate a handsome man, and that a handsome man can captivate a beautiful woman. Such are the affairs that begin when Lord Shiva observed the beautiful girl playing with the ball. In such activities, the influence of Cupid is very prominent. As both parties move their eyebrows and glance at one another, their lusty desires increase more and more. So it's said that when they move their eyebrows, you know, one other time in Krishna Leela, when someone moved their eyebrows to captivate, was Dvidvida the gorilla. In Krishna Leela, he was mocking Dvidvida gorilla. And he moved his eyebrows up and down in order to captivate his pursuer, so-called. And, of course, Dvidvida gorilla was destroyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So here, Mohini Murti is moving her eyebrows up and down to captivate Lord Shiva. Shiva's associates were by Lord Shiva's side. Such is the attraction between man and woman in the material world. Lord Shiva was supposed to be above all this attraction, but he was victimized by the captivating power of Lord Vishnu. Rishabhdev thus explains the nature of lusty attraction. Pumsam, Striya Mituni Bhava Metam, Tayor Mito Hridaya Grantam Ahu, Ato Griha Kchetra Sitapta Vitaya, Janasya Mohoyam Aham Ameti. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to this body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusion and thinks in terms of I and mine. When a man and woman exchange feelings of lust, both of them are victimized, and thus they are bound to this material world in various ways. Translation. When the ball leaped from her hand and fell at a distance, the woman began to follow it. But as Lord Shiva observed these activities, a breeze suddenly blew away the fine dress and belt that covered her. Thus Lord Shiva saw the woman, every part whose body was beautifully formed, and the beautiful woman also looked at him. Therefore, thinking that she was attracted to him, Lord Shiva became very much attracted to her. Purport. Lord Shiva was observing every part of the woman's body, and she was also glancing at him with restless eyes. Thus Shiva thought that she was also attracted to him, and now he wanted to touch her. Lord Shiva, his good sense taken away by the woman because of lusty desire to enjoy with her, became so mad for her that even in the presence of Bhavani, he did not hesitate to approach her. Bhavani is Uma, Lord Shiva's wife. Nunam pramatak krute vikarma. As sometimes Srila Prabhupada was fond of saying, Naikatma Prabhu oftentimes says, they're mad after sense gratification. Materialistic persons, our material side, Nunam pramatak krute vikarma. We're mad. Materialistic persons are mad after sense gratification. They forget everything. It is so bewildering. Nunam pramatak. Sense gratification is so bewildering that one forgets everything. Lord Shiva forgot his associates. He forgot his wife. One forgets one's children, one's position. One becomes so mad with the desire for sense gratification, and one becomes bewildered that one is willing to give up everything, just as the saintly people give up everything to surrender to Lord Krishna. Translation: the beautiful woman was already naked, and when she saw Lord Shiva coming toward her, she became extremely bashful. Thus she kept smiling, but she hid herself among the trees and did not stand in one place. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. These aren't stories of some fictional. This is the Bhagavatam, 8th canto. Translation: his senses being agitated, Lord Shiva, victimized by lusty desires, began to follow her, just as a lusty elephant follows a she-elephant. After following her with great speed, Lord Shiva caught her by the braid of her hair and dragged her near him. Although she was unwilling, he embraced her with his arms. Lord Shiva was becoming so maddened. Being embraced by Lord Shiva, like a female elephant embraced by a male, the woman whose hair was scattered swirled like a snake. O King, this woman who had large, high hips was a woman of Yogamaya presented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She released herself somehow or other from the fond brace of Lord Shiva's arms and ran away. As if harassed by an enemy of the form of lusty desires, Lord Shiva followed the path of Lord Vishnu, who acts very wonderfully and who had taken the form of Mohini. Purport. Lord Shiva cannot be victimized by Maya. Therefore, it is to be understood that Lord Shiva was being thus harassed by Lord Vishnu's internal potency. Lord Vishnu can perform many wonderful activities through his various potencies. Parasya shaktir vividaiva shruyate swabhavika jnana balakriyacha. The Supreme Lord has various potencies by which he can act very efficiently, to do anything expertly. He does not even need to contemplate. Since Lord Shiva was being harassed by the woman, it is to be understood that this was being done not by woman, but by Lord Vishnu himself. Translation: just as a maddened bull elephant follows a female elephant who is able to conceive pregnancy, Lord Shiva followed the beautiful woman and discharged semen, even though his discharge of semen never goes in vain. O King, wheresoever on the surface of the globe fell the semen of the great personality of Lord Shiva, Mines of gold and silver later appeared. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that those who seek gold and silver can worship Lord Shiva for material opulences. Lord Shiva lives under a bale tree and does not even construct a house in which to dwell. But although he is apparently poverty-stricken, his devotees are sometimes opulently endowed with large quantities of silver and gold. Purkit Maharaj later asked about this, and Sukadev Goswami replied, following Mohini, Lord Shiva went everywhere, near the shores of the river and lakes, near the mountains, near the forest, near the gardens, and wherever there lived great sages. I want to finish this, so we'll move on. Omar's Purkit, best of the kings, when Lord Shiva had fully discharged Salmon, he could see how himself had been victimized by the illusion created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he restrained himself from any further maya. Thus Lord Shiva can understand his position and that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has unlimited potency. Having reached this understanding, he was not at all surprised by the wonderful way Lord Vishnu had acted upon him. Seeing Lord Shiva unagitated and ashamed, Lord Vishnu, Madhusudana, was very pleased. Thus he resumed his original form and spoke as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O best of the Gamp demigods, although you have been amply harassed because of my potency in assuming the form of a woman, you are established in your position. Therefore, may all good fortune be upon you. Mohini Murti Ki Jai. Any question or discussion about this pastime? It's a very heavy pastime, but devotees should understand it and know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are completely attracted and attached to Lord Krishna. Yes, Dhrutakarma Prabhu, quickly. I'll repeat your question. The comment is by Dhrutakarma Prabhu, who has just returned from Mayapur Dham and his travels all over Bharat Bhumi. Many years ago, Dhrutakarma was traveling on a tour in Andhra Pradesh. So he was taken to some temples in the village that he was traveling through. One was a little Shiva temple and one was a temple of Lord Krishna. Lord Vishnu. Vishnu. Can you repeat that one more time?
Okay.
This is the part about when you saw the deity.
Okay, in this Vishnu temple, there's a very interesting deity. You could circumambulate the deity, and from the front, it's life size. It's Vishnu, forearm Vishnu form. And then you look at it from the back, it's a form of a woman in a sari with a braid going down her back. And what it is, it's the Mohini Murti at the moment she's turning from Mohini Murti back to Vishnu. And it's kind of connected with this Leela. So
The temple of Mohini Murti. Very, yeah. Very nice. Everyone should go to India, no. To this village in Andhra Pradesh, and see Mohini Murti. Yeah, Prabhu. This pastime? Did it say in the beginning? Naikatma? Where did it take place? It doesn't clearly say. Yeah, it was off in a distance. So that you can go and visit that place off in a distance by hearing this pastime. All glory, Sri Guru and Gauranga, Shivaratri ki jai. Good catch.